June 2nd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the creator of all good. I created the world, the seas, the land, and all the stars in heaven. I allow evil, but I do not accept it. I create all life in the skies, in the seas, and on the land. Every renovation which man credits to his own ingenuity is by the inspiration of my spirit. I come to you in the form of these messages to be accepted as your heavenly Father. As the messages are an extension of my grace, it does not bode well for those who summarily reject them. It follows that those who reject my grace here will find themselves more and more on their own. Legislators, please take note. I come to guide, to remonstrate, and to embrace those who will listen. I desire that all accept me as their loving Father, who most certainly desires only the best for them. With my power behind him, mankind can stop the progression towards self-destruction. He can, once again, recognize and accept his place before me. He can allow me to be God. Nothing comes from rejection of good. I am offering capabilities above and beyond human capabilities. I desire to place my power around humanity. It is disbelief which hinders me. Pray for unbelievers. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 10 through 14. God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what person knows a man's thoughts except the spirit of the man which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who possess the Spirit. The unspiritual man does not receive the gifts of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.